The department recommends outsourcing the testing of older rape kits while state crime labs continue processing new ones. It also suggests paying crime analysts to work overtime, increasing their pay, and renovating labs, including the one in Jacksonville, to expand their capacity. Also recommended in the report, better state standards for testing rape kits. That's something Fernandina Beach Representative Janet Adkins is pushing this session.
By doing so, we will ensure justice for victims of this violent crime and perhaps prevent future crimes from occurring.
Adkins says when the city of Detroit analyzed 2,000 untested kits, it led detectives to nearly 200 serial rapists. Governor Rick Scott has pledged $8.5 million to help process the untested kits. FDLE estimates it could cost up to $32 million and several years to finish the job. Jessica Palumbo, WJCT News.